This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's ambassador to the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, is calling for an international mission to Zaporizhia nuclear complex in Ukraine as soon as possible, following military attacks on the plant over the weekend. Ukraine has accused Russia of bombing the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, Europe's largest such power station, at least twice over the weekend, and alleged that Moscow was engaging in nuclear terror. Speaking to reporters in Vienna, Ukraine's ambassador to the IAEA, Yevgeny Symbolyuk, said Russian missiles struck the plant Saturday very near where spent nuclear fuel was being stored. He accused the Russians of directly targeting the nuclear material.
Apparently, they aimed specifically at the casks with spent fuel, which are stored in the open near the site of shelling. Currently, there are 174 casks there, each containing 24 assemblies of spent nuclear fuel. Can you imagine a potential disaster?
Earlier Monday, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for the UN nuclear inspectors to be given access to the plant as Kyiv and Moscow traded blame for the shelling. Russia's RIA Novosti news agency reported Monday that Russia's permanent representative, the IAEA, said Moscow would facilitate a mission to the plant. Russia captured the Zaporizhia plant in southern Ukraine in early March, early in Ukraine's invasion of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and the area remains in Russian control, but the facility is still run by Ukrainian technicians. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is reacting to China's continued military maneuvers around Taiwan, which were prompted last week by a trip by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip to the island democracy, Beijing claims as a rogue province. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports from Washington.
President Joe Biden, prior to boarding Air Force One at an Air Force base in the state of Delaware on Monday, was asked if he is worried about China's continuing exercises that have practically surrounded Taiwan.
I'm not worried, but I'm concerned that they're moving as much as they are. But I don't think they're going to do anything more.
The president added it was Pelosi's decision to go to Taiwan. White House officials have emphasized the House Speaker heads a co-equal branch of government, and the president could not order her to cancel the visit. China's foreign ministry on Monday said the army drills around Taiwan and its canceling of exchange activities with U.S. forces are justified, and Washington must face grave consequences for Pelosi's visit. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
A U.S. district court in Georgia Monday sentenced a white man who fatally shot 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery, a black man, in a Georgia neighborhood in 2020, has been sentenced to life in prison for committing a federal hate crime. Travis McMichael was sentenced Monday by a U.S. District Court judge in the port city of Brunswick. His punishment is largely symbolic, as McMichael was previously sentenced to life without parole in a Georgia state court for Arbery's murder. McMichael and his father armed themselves with guns and used a pickup truck to chase Arbery after he ran past their home on February 23, 2020. Neighbor William Roddy Bryan joined the pursuit and recorded cell phone video of McMichael blasting Arbery with a shotgun. Hong Kong city leader John Lee said Monday the city will reduce the mandatory hotel quarantine for overseas arrivals from a week to 3 days, along with mainland China, the southern Chinese city remains one of the few places in the world to require a quarantine to guard against travelers spreading COVID-19 to the local population. The new policy, taking effect Friday, will be Hong Kong's shortest quarantine for arrivals since the pandemic began. The Hong Kong leader said arriving travelers must quarantine 3 days in a designated hotel, then undergo 4 days of medical surveillance, during which their movements will be restricted via the use of a health code system. Lee said the new policy of just 3 days in quarantine was made after scientific evidence and data had been analyzed to control the risk factors. Repeating this hour's top news story, Ukraine's ambassador to the International Atomic Energy Agency is calling for an international mission to the Zaporizhia nuclear complex in Ukraine. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.